Morning Watch. Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 3. The Two Evils of God's People and God's Faithfulness in Fulfilling His Economy. Tuesday. Related Verses. Revelation 22, verse 1 and 17. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of its street. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him who hears say, Come. And let him who is thirsty come. Let him who wills take the water of life freely. Revelation 21, verse 6. And he said to me, They have come to pass. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him who thirsts from the spring of the water of life freely. Psalm 36, verses 8 and 9. They are saturated with the fatness of your house, and you cause them to drink of the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Revelation 7:17. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and guide them to springs of waters of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13. For also in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and were all given to drink one Spirit. Isaiah 12, verses 3 and 4. Therefore you will draw water with rejoicing from the springs of salvation. And you will say in that day, Give thanks to Jehovah, call upon his name, make his deeds known among the peoples, remind them that his name is exalted. Suggested reading. The water which came out of the rock in Exodus 17, verse 6. Is the water of life and resurrection. Resurrection denotes something which has been put to death and which is alive again. It also denotes life which springs forth out of something that has passed through death. Because the water of life is in resurrection, it is victorious and triumphant. It transcends every negative thing. When we drink of this water, we become people in resurrection and of resurrection. Let us now look at three pictures portrayed in the scriptures. The smitten rock with water flowing out of it, Christ on the cross with blood and water flowing from his pure side, and God on the throne, out of which flows the river of water of life. These pictures do not signify three different kinds of waters. One flowing out of the rock, another flowing out of the body of Jesus, and still another flowing out of the throne of God. No, the water in these pictures refers to the one water. The flowing of the living water began from the throne. Before the rock was smitten and before Christ was crucified, the living water was already flowing from the throne. The life-giving Spirit, as the water of life, flows out of God on the throne. On the one hand, the one sitting on the throne is God. On the other hand, the water of life proceeding out of the throne is also God. The water which flows from God on the throne brings God's authority. When we drink of this water, we receive authority as well as power. We are subdued by the living water flowing within us. The living water flowing from God's throne also conveys to us the riches of the divine life. This is indicated by the fact that the tree of life grows in the water of life. Because the riches of the divine life are carried in the flow of the living water, we receive these riches whenever we drink of this water. The Spirit flows through the smitten Christ, through the Christ typified by the cleft rock. This flowing includes Christ's humanity, human living, and death. We cannot taste, experience, or enjoy the Lord's humanity except by the flowing of the living water within us. The more we drink this water, the more we experience and enjoy Christ's humanity, human living, and death. The Spirit, as the water of life, flows in resurrection with the power of Christ's resurrection, with Christ's ascension, and with Christ's enthronement, comprising glorification, lordship, and headship. Although it is difficult to explain, all this becomes our experience by drinking of the living water. We can testify that we have tasted Christ's resurrection, ascension, and enthronement. The flowing of the water of life and resurrection is for the formation of the body of Christ. Because we all drink of the same Spirit, we can be one body. Drinking of the one Spirit in resurrection makes us members of the body and builds us up as the body. The flowing of the living water in resurrection is also for the preparation of the bride of Christ. According to Revelation 22:17, the Spirit and the bride sound forth the call to come and drink of the water of life. The bride is prepared by drinking. The water which the bride drinks is the Spirit. By drinking the Spirit, the bride becomes one with the Spirit. If we drink of the living water day by day, the body of Christ will be built up, and the body of Christ will be prepared.